This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Yesterday on the program, we talked about the infrastructure bill that just passed. More specifically, we looked at some provisions in that bill aimed at mitigating wildfires and their impact. And today, we are turning our attention to other parts of the bill that could have a direct impact on the size and spread of those wildfires. I am talking about energy infrastructure, because as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, the investment in the clean energy transformation that the Biden administration has been touting seems to be getting underway with this bill.
After bridges and roads, the biggest ticket item as it stands at more than $70 billion is upgrading the electricity grid and power infrastructure. Joshua Rhodes is a research associate with the Weber Energy Group at the University of Texas at Austin. He says that's an investment in the future.
If we're going to run more of our grid off of renewables, we're probably going to have to build more transmission lines to move that power longer distances. And some of the things in this bill do put money towards that.
The bill also allocates some $15 billion for electric vehicle infrastructure, including more charging stations along highways, and $40 billion to make public transit more environmentally friendly. David Pello is a professor of environmental studies at the University of California, Santa Barbara.
The public transit piece is way, way more important. We're going to get way more bang for our buck.
Specifically, he says, from things like low-emission buses, ferries, and school buses. Now, this bill could do more to address climate change reality, says Jennifer Haverkamp. She's director of the Graham Sustainability Institute at the University of Michigan, and she also worked in environmental policy in the Obama State Department. But, she says,
it's a significant move in the right direction with some good elements in there, and especially important for what it signals about a bipartisan recognition of the importance of addressing climate change infrastructure.
She says she's now turned her attention to additional climate change policy funding in the budget reconciliation bill that just passed in the Senate. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.